Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, this hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Going to play Cheers 2 here momentarily. All the phone lines are lit up. One line ringing on 2. You must have lost 2 there. We'll get to them. Let's do headlines quickly so that we can get to Cheers 2 and be unencumbered by headlines. And we'll have a special weather report from Jen Figueroa, who's going to try to Wally Pipp. Although Wally Pipp, he's not even injured. She's just going to try to take his job. This is bringing in a punter when the punter's not performing well and seeing if the other guy can give you a little bit of spark.
Put some pressure on him.
Yeah, pressure bust pipes. You've said it a million times, yes, right?
So are you saying I'm not performing well?
You have not been performing well as a weathercaster, as evidenced in the last hour when I asked you, is there a cold front coming? And you went, Because imagine if I had asked Julie Derta that or Craig Setzer that. There's no way they would respond with,
I think that's day one of meteorology.
Meteorology, what? Yeah, meteorology.
Yeah, but I can't talk. Can't make fun of you, can right. I? Come they, on, hit it with a fig! Save me, Jay Fig!
Day one of meteorology, they teach you that. All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solano.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Of course, yesterday, the Miami Heat did fall to 5-2. They lost 109-89 in Denver. But tomorrow night, the Heat will play first game of a back-to-back. That's at Phoenix at 9 p.m. on 790 The Ticket. On Friday, they'll be in Los Angeles to take on the L.A. Lakers.
Okie dokie. Anything else?
Speaking of the L.A. Lakers, after posting his third straight triple-double and leading the Lakers to a comeback win over Hawks Chicago Bulls, LeBron said after the game.
Chicago Bulls. I haven't rooted for the Bulls since 93.
LeBron said after the game he heard everyone that's been doubting him, and he tweeted, hashtag washed king.
Right. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
He's going to run out of juice, though.
But he's fueling himself. Like, people are now up in arms going, whoever called him the washed king, but
nobody
whatever.
Did.
Okay, but who cares? He is balling at a level, like, it is unbelievable.
But triple doubles?
Right. Not,
like, game 6, 7, and 8?
Listen.
There's no chance he can maintain that.
If he can do it, God bless him, and it's great for basketball fans because it is something to watch. But I'm kind of with you. That's got to run its course at some point.
Isn't it sad that he has to put up triple doubles to win?
I think.
Shouldn't that team be able to do a little more for him?
I think it's almost equivalent to the way the Hurricanes started against Louisville last night, where they're firing on all cylinders, and then they just got a little bit tired and outclassed. And we'll see what happens with LeBron. I like watching it because I think it's good for basketball. But I do think there's the risk that he just can't keep that up. But however he,
with all that fake hair, he's sweating more.
However he gasses himself up. What else you got, Solana?
Tonight in the NBA, it's the Warriors at the Rockets, 7:30 on ESPN. I don't think anybody's too interested in that game anymore. After, it's the Bucks at the LA Clippers, 10 p.m. on ESPN. Kawhi Leonard, due to load management, will not play tonight.
Somebody says he's lost all his confidence. He's got the yips.
Solana?
Yeah. What else you got there?
I'm killing these headlines right now.
You are. You're doing a great job.
Florida Panthers host Washington tomorrow night. That's at 7 p.m. Also tomorrow night, Thursday Night Football. It's the Chargers in Oakland. Phillip Rivers and the Chargers are -1 on the road.
All right. Anything else?
Finally, the most common language in South America is Portuguese, not Spanish.
Huh. Oh, Brazil's big as hell.
That is true.
Yeah.
Geographically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's get weather here. Jay Fig is ready with the weather report. Let's go.
Okay, honestly, guys, put away your Uggs.
You got on Uggs? Who got on Uggs, Jay
If you
Fig?
Want, you can drink your, what's that Starbucks thing that people drink?
This is going great.
Pumpkin
really
latte.
You're
pumpkin latte.
Great start.
Pumpkin latte, okay? Because guess what? We live in Miami, and it is 83 degrees outside. It's partly cloudy, and it's very humid.
All right.
So humid that it's perfect. Humid in this building.
It's humid humid in this building.
Inside
yes,
humidity.
You are correct. You are correct.
We've never talked about that, Salama.
Excellent. Nice job.
And the weather report is brought to you by Hialeah Park Casino. Win a brand new 45,000 Mercedes-Benz and get free entries every Saturday and earn more entries playing slots every day now through November 30th. Grand Prize Mercedes giveaway Saturday, November 30th.
I think you'd have to acknowledge Solana. She's much better than you at this and you've lost your job.
Killed him.
Nice job.
It was the
Uggs. Nice job, J Fig. Excellent reference. You made it relatable for all of us because we were thinking about taking our Uggs out. And so you did a good job there.
Are Uggs still something?
You could learn a little something there, Solana. You learn a little something there from J Fig. She made it relatable, you see.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. Let's get to Cheers 2. Does that take care of all the stuff that we had to take care of?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, let's get to Cheers 2 here. We first go around the room. We'll give you who we're giving cheers to, and then we'll go to the phone calls, and we'll take your calls to see who you're giving cheers to, and one lucky caller is going to get $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park between Commercial and Oakland Park Boulevard, east of I-95, and it is some good food, ooh, good drinks. We love them over there. Dan Day, you got a cheers to? I'm just making sure you got one. All right, we're going around the world today. Okay, my cheers to, I'm gonna give cheers to Blake James. Blake James, the athletic director at the University of Miami. Not only did he stop by yesterday and talk with us and be a good guest as he always is on the radio, but he said during his appearance with us yesterday, "Hey, where are you guys sitting for the game? I'm going to buy you each a beer," because it was the first game that they were selling beer at the Watsco Center. And he was a man of his word.
I thought it was, ha ha, yeah, I got
that. That happens on radio all the time. Oh, yeah, let me buy you a beer when I see you, whatever. He found us in our seats, came up. You want a light beer or regular beer?
And he had brought his wife with him.
Introduced his wife.
He couldn't be the AD walking down the stairs
double fisting a couple beers. That's a bad optics if someone decides to tweet that out.
So Blake got his beautiful wife to go get us the beers, which I was taken back by. Thank you. And Blake got me a shirt too.
So I was taken care of yesterday. Yes. No, I'm very appreciative of him. So Blake James, athletic director at University of Miami, he gets my cheers too today. Who are you giving cheers to, Crowder?
Wives that don't track their husband's hygiene.
What?
Because my wife today is going to turn to me and say, "You ain't washed since Sunday."
Well, that's gross in itself.
I said, "What are you talking about? I didn't wash since Sunday." She said, "Think about it." But then Monday I go coach after practice. I mean, after I get off at 6 from Twin Peaks. And I was at the school till about 8:39. And I get home, have to help my son with multiplication. He started multiplication, the big numbers, 8 times 9 and stuff like that. He's 8 years old, helping him with that. By the time that comes to an end, my wife sleep. Do you really need to wash if you ain't getting no sex?
Yes, it's
disgusting.
I
don't think so. Let's move forward. Then yesterday, I'm at the Canes game all night, get home to do multiplication again, and then I'm in there watching the Heat game. Don't start till 9. Now it's 11:30 at night. I'm tired. Can't get in the shower then. I'm sleepy. So, yes.
That's gross.
But why would you track it, man? Just roll on along.
Because you stink.
I don't stink, though, because I put on heavy cologne. You got your own ass to watch out, so don't watch after mine, too.
Yeah, I'm not going to agree with you, but go ahead, give him the cheers. I am not in agreement with you on that one. Terrible. You're disgusting.
Y'all don't live life.
Solana, who are you giving cheers to today?
I'll pivot here. Cheers to everybody that showers, just like on a regular basis. How about
that? Wow, all right, that's a good pivot. That is a good pivot right there.
Life never gets a hold of y'all.
That dude was feeling the pressure of J Fig. He just pivoted into a starting role again.
Just like people, how about cheers? I'll rephrase it. Cheers to people with just like decent hygiene.
Why didn't you just let it rest? I was just celebrating you. Like, why? I was just celebrating you, so why would you try to add more to it?
How about people?
I mean, it's infuriating. Just like, that drives me crazy. Like, boom, you got the standing O. So, like, Move on.
Just take it.
Dan Day runs our affiliate division, and we never bring him in for Cheers 2, and I don't know why. I think it's because Solana doesn't remind us, because Solana does not like when Dan Day gets airtime.
Exactly.
Right?
Not true.
Exactly. He does not like when Dan Day gets airtime. We know. We joke about it back here. We know it. We know it. If you could see the look on your face anytime I ask Dan Day anything. Begrudgingly puts on his microphone.
A slow breath.
Yeah, it just becomes a different Solana. But go ahead. We're not going to allow him to bully us, Dan. Who are you giving cheers to?
Well, first thing, ironically, I was very busy last night, and I also did not shower.
My man, Dan.
Sometimes
you just got to audible.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to audible
it was
out of
late.
The shower.
I want to take a picture of you and Crowder, and then take a picture of me and Solana, and just tweet out, who do you think showered yesterday, and who do you think didn't? Because y'all are going to lose.
But you're washing off that natural male musk too.
Lose.
Me and Dan got that natural male musk
yeah,
the woman
well,
loves.
Listen, I don't need the male musk anymore. Newsflash. All right, who are you giving cheers to, Dan?
Cheers to my winky dinky dogs, Joe Z and DBJ with one of the most legendary calls I think I've ever heard.
Yes, that is quality right there. They earned it. They deserved it. Let me go to the phone lines here and see who people are giving cheers to. One lucky caller is going to get $50 at the Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. Caller one just dropped off. I'm guessing he was going to give cheers to his winky dinky dogs there. Oh, my God. Rick and Davey is online, too.
It's my man.
Rick, who are you giving cheers to, Rick?
Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey. He is undeterred, man. I could insult him for 12 minutes straight, and he will come up and shake my hand. Good afternoon, Hawk.
Yes, sir.
Like, you are undeterred, man.
Thank you. I've been holding on for this the entire summer, okay? But you guys were on vacation in Japan and all over the world, and I've been holding on to this. My cheers goes to Kelly O'Hara. She is a member of the U.S. Women's Soccer, World Cup Soccer. And during the celebration, when one of her moronic teammates put the American flag on the ground, Kelly O'Hara swooped in like a hawk and grabbed the American flag off the ground like a true patriot. So my cheers go to Kelly O'Hara of the U.S. Women's Soccer team.
Rick's always got an agenda. We love you, Rick, though. I love the fact that you don't show up at Twin Peaks anymore on Monday and talk our ear off.
Oh, I'll be there. I'll be there Monday.
Oh, for the love of God.
Come on over, Rick. I got some conversation for you.
For the love of God. Crowder gives him his own personal show.
I got some conversation.
God bless you. Honestly, how you do that is beyond me.
That's my man.
Scott, who are you giving cheers to, Scott?
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to give cheers to Gregory Rousseau from the U, dropping in hardcore with the four stocks against FSU.
He was at the basketball game last night. He was two rows in front of me and Crowder, and he is a big dude. And that dude does deserve cheers, too.
He's a kid still, too.
That's a good one right there.
Look in his face. He's not even, he got some more growing to do.
Daniel, who you giving cheers to, Daniel?
Hey, hello. Since it's Veterans Day is around the corner, I'd like to give cheers to my hero, my dad. The reason why, because at the age of 18, he came from Colombia, joined the Marines, and when he came out, he married my mom for 37 years and raised three hell boys.
All
and
right.
That's one hell of a man.
There you go. That's a good one right there. Veterans Day is coming up. My dad served in the Army, served in Korea. That one strikes a chord with me. I like that one. Diana, who are you giving cheers to here, Diana?
I'm going to give cheers to my new job and my boyfriend for putting up while I was jobless and helping pay bills and pay off my car note. So,
very good.
Giant shout out to those folks.
That's a keeper right there. And he wasn't all over you? Hey, come on. You got to get a job. You got to find work.
I wanted to follow up. She wasn't with the follow-up.
She wasn't prepared for the follow-up.
You ain't asking me
it's
no
like
question.
It's some guy at work, and he's like, hey, I need a female voice because they always give it to a female. I've noticed you guys always vote for the female. I didn't last week. So this guy, I guarantee you that's what happened. This guy at work says, here's what you say. And so then she said it, and then I had a follow-up question. She froze, handed the phone to Bob in sales, who had given her the phone in the first place, said, I'm not doing that again.
I wasn't going to vote for her because why was she jobless anyway?
Will, who are you giving cheers to, Will?
I want to give cheers to Kyle Shanahan for bringing those undefeated 49ers into the scene. Who thought that was going to happen?
How about that, man? Are you believing in them?
I don't know if they're going to get past Russell Wilson this weekend.
Right. That like, do you think the San Francisco 49ers are a Super Bowl caliber team?
Yes.
I mean, you have to believe in Jimmy Garoppolo to say yes, and I didn't at the beginning of the season. I thought he was like a flash in the pan that, you know, half a season that he had. Now, I don't know. Maybe he is.
Monsters at every level defensively. They can run the ball very effectively. Jimmy doesn't have to carry the team with the run game. I watching the 49ers after a couple weeks, man, I'm starting to believe in
them. Mike, who are you giving cheers to, Mike?
Hey, guys. First of all, Hogman, thank you for your father for his service. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
My cheers goes to Kevin Harlan.
Oh,
he can make anything sound incredible. I don't know if you guys heard the clip of the cat ran to the field.
I'm glad
that is radio magic.
I'm glad you brought this up because we didn't even get a chance to play it. Do you have it? So a black cat runs on the field. It was the Cowboys and
Giants.
The hell was playing?
Giants. Yeah.
Cowboys and Giants. And a black cat runs on the field. Kevin Harlan's doing the radio call. So it wasn't the awful crew that you hear on Monday Night Football, Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarland. This is the radio call with Kevin Harlan.
He's walking. He's walking to the three. He's at the two. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field. And the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown. And the cat is elusive, kind of like Barkley and Elliott. But he didn't know where to go. Look at, they're trying to corner him, and they got him in the end zone. There are state troopers all around this cat, which now climbs up into the stands, and the fans are running for their life. Now it goes back on the field again, and it's running in the back of the end zone, and it runs up the tunnel.
It's so good. It reminded us of a better call that he did when a streaker ran out on the field once. This is what Kevin Harlan did.
Third and four, looks into the nickel of San Francisco in the secondary. Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
that
man.
Here comes the blue coat, Kevin.
Oh, they got him.
Here comes
coming
the blue
from the left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
That was the most exciting thing to happen tonight.
That was so great. All right, who are you going to give the cheers to? $50 gift certificate at Funky Buddha Brewery, and we love that place. It's up for grabs. The first caller, it was Rick and Davey, gave cheers to Kelly O'Hara, the Women's World Cup soccer player who picked up the American flag. Very timely cheers, too. That was from the Women's World Cup over the summer. Caller number two, it was Gregory Russo, the defensive lineman for University of Miami, who ate on Saturday in Tallahassee. Caller four, his dad. Veterans Day is coming up. His dad came from Colombia, joined the Army, raised a couple great kids, three great kids. Caller five, she got a new job and was giving cheers to her boyfriend for taking care of her while she was searching. Caller six, Kyle Shanahan. Caller seven, Kevin Harlan. And I am voting for caller seven, Mike, who brought up Kevin Harlan because I wanted to get to that today, and he gave me a perfect excuse to get to it. So who are you voting for?
I'm voting for number two, Greg Russo, number two in the entire NCAA in sacks right now with 12. Didn't play a lot in the first couple games. The young man's balling right now, and we saw him last night.
Yeah.
He's a big old fella. Hopefully he can continue to play well.
All right, you're going to be the deciding vote, Solana. Is it Scott who nominated Greg Russo, or is it Mike who nominated Kevin Harlan?
I have to choose between those two?
Yes, because if you choose a third one, it doesn't solve our problem. It just adds a third one to the mix.
All right, I'll go with...
I think that was a revelation to him, that if he votes for something other than our two, we're still stuck here with no winner.
All right.
Doing this for years.
I guess I'll go with the guy that brought up Kevin Harlan.
All right, yeah, that was good. And he thanked my dad for his service in Korea, so we'll give him that. Mike, congratulations, Mike. You're going to Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. Get $50 to spend there, and you will have the time of your life because that place is fun as hell. All right, Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald is scheduled to join us next. I just texted him to see if he can move it to like 4:35 so that we're not short with Adam Beasley, but I haven't heard back. So maybe we're going to talk Dolphins with Adam Beasley, or maybe we're not. I don't know. But at some point in this hour, in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll get to him.
You got to get out this Saturday now. The 10th annual Walgreens Gridiron Grill Off Food, Wine, and Music Festival is this Saturday the 9th. If you have plans already, change them. If you don't, you got to go to gridirongrilloff.com and get your tickets. My favorite event all year. It is at the Pompano Beach Amphitheater, and it is this Saturday. You also don't want to miss the Seminole Hard Rock and Casino Gridiron Grill Off concert. That's at 7 p.m. Saturday. Brett Young will be there. It's powered by the Greater Fort Lauderdale CVB's Underground Music. Tickets start at just $49. And throughout the day, starting at noon, is that Grand Grill Off. 22 Miami Dolphin legends, paired with 22 local high-end culinary restaurants. They serve jaw-dropping creative cuisines.
Creative, sure.
That's an R in there.
A bunch of people are texting in, let Dan Day vote. Have Dan Day pick the winner. End Dan Day suffrage. That's a great text.
You're right holding there. Dan down.
You are holding him down, Solana. Old jealous Solana bones.
Saturday, y'all got to get out there. Like I say, 22 Miami Dolphins legends and 22 local restaurants, high-end restaurants. They have jaw-dropping creative cuisines and thirst-quenching signature cocktails. They mix them all together, guys. You have a drink and you have some food at every single tent with a Miami Dolphin legend. You got to be 21 years or older to attend, and all the festivities start at noon. I'm going to be there. Mark Duper, Mercury Moore, Sean Wooden, Jim Kick, Dwight Stevenson, and the restaurants now. Beach House Pompano, Naked Taco, Grill 401, I love. My mouth is watering. I can't even talk now. The Foundry, Winky Dinky Dogs is going to be there.
Oh, really?
Everybody is going to be at the 10th annual Walgreens Gridiron Grill Off Food, Wine, and Music Festival this Saturday, November 9th, Pompano Beach Amphitheater. For tickets and more information, click gridirongrilloff.com. All event proceeds benefit the Offer Dolls Handoff Foundation. That is gridirongrilloff.com. Come out there. I'm going to be there. We're going to have a hell of a time.
All right. Quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. I look in your eyes, and there I see. Woo! What happened is real. That first segment of this hour took a lot out of me.
Makes wow. Life so sweet.
Went through a lot there. The guest weather report, we've included Dan Day in the proceedings.
It's been fun.
The callers. All right.
Having a party.
So Adam Beasley, who covers the Dolphins from the Miami Herald, he's going to join us in like 5 or 10 minutes because I didn't want to shortchange him on this segment because we went long on the last segment. I want to get back on the proper clock here if we can. I've been talking about a product on this show, even when it got here. Remember when they shipped it here and everybody kind of gathered around? They're like, what is that? And everyone's like, you got to let me know if this works.
Cool,
it works.
Hell.
It is great. It's the drink maker. And it is, you know, you've seen like those espresso machines. You put a pod in, you hit a button, and you got a fancy espresso drink. You can make mixed drinks, cocktails, mixed drinks with this machine called the Drink Maker, which they were kind enough to send me. My wife and I, we use it at home. Makes delicious mixed drinks and cocktails at the push of a button. Pop that little pod in. It's got the water supply, right? And you have a mixed drink in a minute. You know, you can spend $15 or $20 for a mixed drink out at a restaurant, certainly in South Beach. Now you make it in the comfort of your home with the push of a button. But the best part is you don't have to own bottles and bottles of alcohol. Like that's the people are like, oh, well, I can make a mixed drink at home. Well, A, do you know how to make an old fashioned? B, do you have all the ingredients to make an old fashioned? And then if you say you want an old fashioned and then your friend says, I'd like a cosmopolitan. Can you who are you? Tom Cruise in cocktail? Huh? Why am I angry?
I don't know.
The drink maker. It looks great. Sits right on the countertop. It makes so many drinks, from classic cocktails like a gin and tonic to flashy fruity cocktails like a margarita and everything in between. There's literally something for everyone, and it's like a great way to find new favorites. So in less than a minute, with the press of a button, you have an ice-cold, ready-to-drink cocktail or mixed drink. So this brand-new machine, already a great deal, but they've got an exclusive, amazing offer just for my listeners. DrinkWorks has already taken $100 off the original price, but for my listeners, you could take another $50 off, so you have a total savings of $150, and they're going to throw in free shipping. And this offer, by the way, is so good, but it's not going to last. So you go to drinkworks.com. You want to get the drink maker. And by the way, people text me all the time, oh, I go to the website that you say, they don't sell it in my state. Each state is different. This because it involves shipping alcohol in those pods, not every state has approved it. Florida, luckily, has. So you go to drinkworks.com, and then you use my code MARC50, M-A-R-C-5-0, when you're checking out, and you'll save $50 and get free shipping. But again, don't wait. This amazing offer is not going to last. It's only for my listeners. You go to drinkworks.com, use my code MARC50. M-A-R-C-5-0 at checkout. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Did you see, I had tweeted out earlier today, Solano, that, you know, Fox has sold their regional sports networks, only RSNs. So Fox Sports Florida, Fox Sports Sun, you know, in Chicago, Fox Sports Midwest, and whatever. They've sold them all. And different companies are taking over some of the different regional sports nets. Sinclair Broadcasting is taking over Fox Sports Florida and Fox Sports Sun. And they've announced that they're changing the names because Fox isn't going to own them anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't know what people think that they should be renamed. I suggested via Twitter today, in the vein of our company, Entercom, changing 560 WQAM to 560 The Joe, that Sinclair changes Fox Sports Sun to just The Jacks.
I like that.
And Fox Sports Florida to The Minervini.
That's a little lengthy.
Well, the only reason is he does both the Panthers and Marlins. You know what I mean? Like, I would call it the Goldie, the Molar, yeah. You know, but Minervini does Marlins and Panthers, which are on Fox Sports Florida.
They have a nickname, Min-Min.
Mini?
Mini.
You'll turn on the Mini?
Turn on the Mini.
Turn on the Mini.
Now you can play off Disney.
So the Jacks and the Mini.
I like the Jacks now.
The Jacks is, I mean, Fox Sports Sun should become the Jacks. You're watching Heat basketball on the Jacks.
I'm with you on that.
Right? That works. Text it in, 67974. Ooh. Texts on Hockman and Crowder are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. Text in your ideas. 67974. What should Sinclair Broadcasting change the names of Fox Sports Sun and Fox Sports Florida to? The Manso?
The Manso.
But would Fox Sports Sun, is it the Jacks or the Manso?
Had to be the
it's
Jacks.
The Jacks.
Jack's been there longer.
I mean, he's the mainstay.
Yeah, yeah. When I think about broadcast, I think about Jacks. That might just be me.
Do you know anything on those networks besides Heat, Marlins, or Panthers games?
Heat Live.
Well, again, that's part of the Heat broadcasting.
there's like fishing stuff that they do a lot. Also, like the other day, I was just scrolling through. I saw women's ACC soccer. The Canes were playing FSU.
But I was legitimately asking,
volleyball.
Like, do
they'll
you
put volleyball?
But no, no, no. My point was, do you know another show? Because I've turned those on. We've all left it on as the last thing that you've watched at night, and then you turn it on in the morning or the day. And yes, there's a fishing show on. I don't know if it's Babe Winkleman or Guy Harvey or whoever.
They do. They do like the Florida State coaches show or the Florida Gators coaches show on there as well.
Oh, they do? Okay. Because I don't know any other show. Like, I know there is some fishing. They replay the Heat games 9 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, Breakfast with the Heat.
Who watches those replays?
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You'll watch a Heat game at night, because then Eric Reed always says you can watch the replay at midnight, 9 a.m., and noon. So you have 3 chances to watch the game that you just watched. Who watches that?
I mean, what's better than waking up, a little Breakfast with the Heat?
I've actually watched the midnight one when I missed the early game.
If you missed. I'm talking about rewatching the game when Eric Reed says if you want to rewatch tonight's contest.
Little bagel.
Yeah, no, I got how you could eat breakfast while watching a TV show. I understand the concept. I'm just curious if anybody does that.
Some locks.
Maybe like real basketball fans, like to really see the X and O side of
like
it.
Like Ron Rothstein, right?
Yeah.
Like that, maybe Jim Larranaga.
But there are people that even I know, you know, like falling, what's his name? Travis Wingfield and Omar and those video guys.
But they're paid.
But Joe Shad, he has the tape, don't lie. Like all the guys that do it, the fans that argue with them and say, I watched the NFL 22 as well. It's crazy to me, Hawk. People ask me that, too. Ashley Whittingham, I think Omar's talked to me before. Hey, would I sit down and watch one of those NFL 22 behind the offense, you know, games with them? Hell no. I did that crap for my job for years. I watched the Dolphins game as it's going on. I evaluate it, see what's happening, and I can tell you about the game. I don't need to go watch it again.
But it's like a movie. Every time you watch any movie, you always notice something different. So, like yesterday, the Heat had a bad loss. Somebody could have woken up this morning, saw it was on, and watched it again to really see.
But what are you going to do about it?
You know what I do in the press box? I watch the game live in the Dolphins games, and then in the press box, they replay it two or three times afterwards. So after those, after
but
one
you're
live,
a paid analyst.
After one live and two repeats, I think I'm good.
Well, but you're a paid analyst. I'm just talking about Joe Blow, you know, watching the game because he thinks he might have found a defensive deficiency. Like, what is he going to do about it?
Right.
To talk on the forklift the next day.
Water cooler talk.
To be honest, the talk.
You got to come correct right. to the cooler.
Really?
I mean, obviously it works because they replay it four times a day.
How many, Hawking, we've got this together before. How many times do we go general sports and then somebody breaks something down so deep that you can't argue with them?
Right.
Hey, man, Tyler Hero's balling. Did you see him in pick and roll defense?
Right.
He always come underneath and did it.
You're right.
And you're like, okay, sir, yeah, he's not.
Okay, I want to change my question then. Who watches the game live, then the midnight replay, and then the 9 a.m. replay? Who watches it three times?
Bostra.
67974 is the text machine. All right, we got to take a break because Adam Beasley, we've already been pushing him back all hour. Guys, it can be easy to perform your best. I've been telling you about this for a while. I'm talking about treating erectile dysfunction. My friends at Men's.com are making it easier than ever for men to address ED by offering generic Viagra or Cialis for a fraction of the cost, and they're offering an additional 50% off your first month. That is a huge savings. Huge savings. How can they do it? Well, Men's.com took out the middleman. They bought the pharmacy. They're delivering erectile dysfunction prescriptions conveniently and discreetly to your front door. You don't have to make a trip to the doctor anymore. You don't have to have an embarrassing conversation with the doctor anymore. The Men's.com online process is remarkably quick and easy. They're located in the U.S. You don't have to worry about the meds that you're getting. You're not rolling the dice here. Look, it is easy to put off your needs, and it's easy to ignore a problem. Well, I'm sure we've all done it. But it's so easy to correct that problem now. It'll take you just 15 minutes. Take just 15 minutes for yourself. It's no big deal. You can enhance your performance where it counts with generic Viagra or Cialis from Men's.com. And take 50% off your first month. Get in on that great savings. You'll thank me later. Treat ED easily with Men's.com. That's FDA approved. Men's.com. Quick break. Adam Beasley covers the Miami Dolphins for the Miami Herald. He joins us next on Hockman and Crowder. It's like a diamond ring, it's a precious thing. And we never want to lose. Crowder was yapping down the hallway, so I had to yell to him, Crowder, come on, the segment's starting. Adam Beasley's on hold, so he ran in here, and then he did a spin move on me, and then right before we went on, he looked at me, and he goes, whew, I'm winded now. Don't come to me early.
Let me recover. That first down was tough. I'm ready for punt return. I can't play second and third.
Adam Beasley covers the Miami Dolphins for the Miami Herald. He has waited patiently with us this hour as we have been ridiculous and wasted his time in the process. Sorry, Bees.
Yeah, you guys want to bump me again? That's cool.
We're sorry.
We're sorry. We got sidetracked with nonsense. So now let's get serious. Let's talk Dolphins. What does
this is the serious? This is the serious part of the show, talking about the 2019 Miami Dolphins.
You literally, I believe, if I'm thinking about this, certainly in the first 2 hours and 43 minutes right now, but I would imagine throughout the entire 4 hours will be the most and only serious segment of the day.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that's a lot of pressure.
You actually teach people stuff.
Yes, you do. Adam Beasley, Miami Herald. Now, does the win Sunday, Dolphins win last Sunday over the Jets, does that affect the Dolphins' plans in your estimation, or was there was no real expectation of going winless?
Well, correct. I mean, maybe in Las Vegas, but in that building, not only was there no expectation, but there's an enormous sigh of relief that it's not going to happen now. They did not want to be on that short list of god-awful football teams. And we all know the names, the Bucks in the 70s, the Lions in the aughts, and the Browns in the teens, the only three teams in the modern era to go winless, and the last two only ones to go 0-16. The Dolphins did not want to join that list. They wanted to do everything they could to stay off that list. Now, they're going to say they want to win every game the rest of the way, but I think they would be not okay, but resigned to the fact that 1-15 is all right if they get Tua and their plans all come together, so long as they didn't go winless. But yeah, I mean, there's not like, you know, they're gonna bench Fitzpatrick now that they got their only win and they're all right rolling with Rosen. They're still going to go out and try to win on Sundays. But they can't afford another win, guys. I mean, this is like we kid, but if they really want that number one pick, which has to be, on some level, has to be a priority now because the playoffs have long been a pipe dream and all that, the rest of the league is terrible. I mean, this might be the most bottom-heavy we've seen the NFL in a generation. There are teams that – I don't think it's ever been a one-win team has never not gotten the number one pick. It could happen this year. There could be a bunch of teams with one or even zero wins, which Cincinnati won't be the only zero-win team. So their margin for error is really small now, and they've got to go out and give it their best shot on Sunday not to beat the Colts.
And, Bees, I never wish for an injury or a guy to get suspended for sure, but with how they played now, Preston Williams started to look real good on the one-on-one matchups. He's out for the season. Then Mark Walton gets suspended 4 games. Those were gifts and curses, right? Those were both of them. Yeah.
Well, it's crazy. I feel like the tank guys kind of smiled down on them a little bit because the botched two-point conversion, that should have been a win right there. The engage eight all out blitz, that should have been a much closer game if not a win there. So there have been opportunities along the way for the Dolphins to muck up their plans to get the number one pick, and someone aside from last Sunday has always been looking out for them. And maybe those karma guys are like, oh no, you won a game, Dolphins, we gotta throw some throw some good juju your way and take out your best player for the season and sideline your starting running back for a month. It's crazy. I mean, every time they've needed a break to tank, they've gotten that break aside from last Sunday. So their passing game, it's crazy. I think Preston Williams had more, like 13 or 14 more targets this year than Jakeem Grant and Albert Wilson have gotten combined. Right. So obviously those two guys' usage is going to go way up this weekend. But he's a big part of their offense, and I don't want to be the guy that's raining on the parade here. And you know, a lot of players come back from ACLs, and I'm sure he'll have a fine career. But there's a cautionary tale about thinking, oh, he'll be ready for next season. Cordray Tankersley today has been shut down for the year, 12 months after suffering his ACL. He was just never right and ready to be on this roster. So we think Preston Williams will be all right for the start of next season, but there's no guarantees. So that would be one pretty bad hangover if that happens.
Yeah, it's a bummer for him, man. Adam Beasley covers the Dolphins for the Miami Herald. On the other side, just speaking of injuries, any news on Jacoby Brissett, if he'll play Sunday?
We talked to Frank Reich today, and he said day-to-day, but it sounds like they're going to try to give him a go. Although Brian Hoyer was pretty good, right? He's not the reason they lost on Sunday. Vinatieri couldn't make a makeable field goal, which is crazy. I mean, if it was any other kicker, right, he'd be gone. The season he's had, I think he's cost them 2 games now this year, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's his worst season ever, right?
Yeah, if he were, you know, Jason Sanders or insert name here, he would have been long gone. But the fact that he's a future Hall of Famer, they're being deferential to him. Make those kicks on Sunday, Adam. We need you. Dolphins Tankers need you to make those kicks on Sunday. So, we can't afford another.
You think Jacoby Brissett's going to play, though, Sunday?
Yeah, that's. I mean, my sense, just from what I read in Indianapolis and what Reich told us today, I mean, he's not going to be the mobile guy, presumably, that we've seen. He's really good, though, right? I haven't seen a ton of Colts football, but just looking at his numbers and the way that he's led that team, It's crazy, guys. I'm writing about it later in this week. The Colts are essentially have the same salary cap space and financial outlay payroll as the Dolphins. Like, they're not spending money on their players. They're just so good at drafting guys that they build a complete roster without having to spend any money in free agency. The Dolphins could learn something from that. So that's a good football team, and I would presume that if Brissett can go, they'll be good. But if Hoyer has to be the quarterback, they'll be good as well. He looked just fine on Sunday.
And I want to ask you about the coordinators, Bees, with knowing we know Flores has a redshirt year. We know that he's not going to get fired. They understand the organizational plan. What about the coordinators? What about O'Shea and Patrick Graham? Are they trying to prove that they should stay here for the rebuild? Like, are they on that same – do they have that same pass that we're giving Flores?
I would say this. Unless we see a bunch of more just boneheaded ideas like, you know, sending all-out blitz on 3rd and 20 at midfield – they should be safe. I mean, we haven't – I stop me if I'm wrong, but I feel like this team's made real progress on both sides of the football, even though maybe the stats haven't caught up to it. But the line seems to be blocking better. Certainly, they've gotten better quarterback play. The defense is hanging in there. They've got – guys, I mean, I went through the locker room today, and let alone faces, I didn't know names half the guys in their defensive backfield right now. They're picking up a guy every other day who's going to play DB for them on Sunday, and it's nuts. But they're hanging in there. They're doing okay. If Rashad Jones can't play on Sunday, there's like maybe one in Bobby McCain, I guess Eric Rowe, if you want to say two, legitimate NFL players on the team, on the field, and they're still doing all right. I mean, they're not a good defense by any stretch of the imagination, but the fact that they're hanging in there with those – with the personnel they've got, I feel like you have to give those guys a pass. Now, if I guess the only reason you would make a move on the offensive side is if Flores has seen enough from O'Shea, he does not feel like he can trust the next quarterback with him. Like, because, I mean, they wanted to develop Rosen. That didn't happen. If the Dolphins feel like, oh, man, maybe O'Shea isn't the guy to lead Tua or Herbert or Burrow, whoever it is they draft, that might be a reason to make a move. But aside from that, basically every coach on that staff, I give a pass this year, because how do you know they're doing a good or a bad job? They're just so talent deficient. The fact that they're even competitive in these games, I think, is a huge testament to the job they've done.
You watch the TV show The Office?
Of course.
Robert California. Is that James Spader's best role ever?
Oh, God. Wasn't he in some just awesome 80s movies?
Yes.
Was he in Better Off Dead?
He wasn't in Better Off Dead. Today is the day, 1987, today Less Than Zero was released. I don't know if you ever saw Less Than Zero, but...
That was on my list, no.
Oh, my goodness. Such a great movie, and he played a great character in that. But, like, Pretty in Pink, he played the popular high school kid that was picking on everybody. Sex, Lies, and Videotape, you're probably too young to have...
Yeah, he's like a great villain. Like, he's a great 80s villain.
Robert California, like, though, is a great television character.
Oh, yeah, no, everyone thought that the show would take a hit when Steve Carell left,
right.
And it wasn't the same, but it wasn't terrible either. I mean, he made that, for a few seasons, made that a really good show.
So you've never seen Less Than Zero?
I'll put it on the Netflix list.
Put it on the list. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. And what about Hollywood Shuffle? You ever seen that with Robert Townsend?
Is that a game show?
Hollywood Shuffle, I'm telling you, it's an 80s comedy. Robert Townsend, John Witherspoon, the late John Witherspoon. You will love that movie. Put it on the list.
All right, it's on.
Put it on the list. All right, so Adam Beasley, you've got two assignments. Watch Less Than Zero and Hollywood Shuffle, and everybody else has an assignment. Read his work at Miami Herald, miamiherald.com.
Text me when you get off the air, because there's no way I'll remember those names.
All right, I'm going to text you right now as Crowder is going to talk about stuff, and I'm going to occupy my time by texting you. Thank you, Bees.
That's the way good shows run, actually.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Which is which really makes no sense for our show. Thank you, Beasley. See you, buddy.
Later.
Adam Beasley there from the Miami Herald. Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming your way in just about 8 minutes.
I'm not talking about just something. I'm talking about DCFCU, Dade County Federal. It has 11 branches throughout Dade County. They've been serving South Florida since 1939, and they're the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. Join the credit union today and get free access to money management and financial education services. That's what you do. You got to start making money. When you start making money, now you didn't know how to manage it. You need to know how you need educated on the services and how to manage your money for, throughout your life. And Dade County Federal Credit Union will do that for you. They offer savings, checkings, car loans, personal loans, mortgages, and the Dade Auto Desk, which is so cool. It's a free auto buying service that makes the auto buying experience simple and efficient. And then there's the Dade County Federal Credit Union's Perfect Checking. In honor of the 1972 Miami Dolphin Perfect Season, great benefits of the DCFCU Perfect Checking. Save. Automatic debit card savings automatically transferred to your DCFCU savings account from your debit purchases, and they have an ATM fee referral up to $10 per month in reversal of ATM fees. ID Safe Choice Identity Theft Recovery Services. The Perfect Checking is built for you. Apply today, and it is easy. You got to go to dcfcu.org/perfect.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Funky Buddha Happy Hour. It's next on Hochman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.